You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
最近我常常问我自己一个问题。
Recently, I asked myself this question.
当我在这里传讲被掳和归回的信息的时候。
And when I'm preaching the word that captives return these days.
到底我自己是不是一个被掳的人？
Am I myself a captive one?
到底在我里面有什么东西是我还不能够在主面前自由的？
Is there anything that binds me that causes me to have no freedom?
保罗说我凡事都可行，但是我总不受他辖制。
And Paul says I can do all things and I'm not limited by them.
这句话告诉我们，我们当做的，我们有力量去做。
This word tells us that what we ought to do, we shall have strength to do.
对于我们所不应当做的，我们有力量不去做它。
And what we ought not to do, we shall not do it.
什么叫做一个被掳的人呢？
And what is a captive person?
就是该做的他没有力量去做。
And that is to say, what he ought to do, he has no strength to do.
他虽然立志行善，但是行出来却由不得他自己。
Though he will to do good, but what he does, and it's not up to him.
雅各书告诉我们，知道善却不去行，这就是罪。
And James says that we know good, but we don't do it, and that is sin.
弟兄姊妹，当我们明明知道是好的，我们却没有力量去做的时候，这说到我们被捆绑了。
And brothers and sisters, when we know what is good, but we have no strength to do, then it tells us that we are the captives.
当我们明明知道那是一件不好的事情，但是我们却没有力量去拒绝胜过它，说到我们是一个被掳的人。
Likewise, when we recognize something that is not good, yet we have no strength to overcome it, and then that tells us that we are captured by it.
我们实在求圣灵在我们每一个人的里面都常常问我们这个问题。
And we ask the Holy Spirit to remind us each in our mind often this question.
我真是一个自由的人吗？
Am I truly free?
神的儿子已经释放了我们。
And the Son of God has set me free.
我真自由吗？
And do I truly enjoy this freedom?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，但愿这一段日子我们讲的轻的，我们都在主面前存着谦卑的心。
And therefore, dear brothers and sisters, may we all humble ourselves in these days to speak and to listen to these messages.
若是圣灵显明光照我们里面还有捆绑，
And if the Holy Spirit enlightens us to tell us that we still have a bondage within,
让我们都转向我们亲爱的救主。
And let us now turn to our dear Savior.
以赛亚书34章告诉我们，你们得救在乎归回安息。
And Isaiah chapter 30 talks about those who are saved, it depends on if they return and rest.
我们不是叫神救了我们，我们归回。
And we are not to say, ask the Lord to save us so that we can return.
神说你们要得救，在乎归回。
But the Lord is calling us, if you want to be saved, you must return.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须回到我们亲爱的救主面前。
Yes, now we want to return to our dear Savior.
归回不光只是一个心愿而已，归回是一个实际的顺服。
And to return is not only a condition of a heart, but it is a real obedience.
归回不仅仅是我们得救这件大事情。
And to return is not only about the salvation, the great thing.
不仅仅是我们人生一个大的转向而已。
Not only is a great turning in our lifetime.
它也是我们每一天每一个时刻该有的态度和生活。
But it's what we should have, the right attitude and how we live through the days.
一面讲到我们要向着对的方向去。
And on one hand it tells us we must have the right direction.
一面讲到我们随时我们要从偏离的里面回来。
But on the other hand, it tells us how we must be timely every time that we need to know to return.
大概在15年前，
About 15 years ago,
当我们家的小儿子还在念时的肚中的时候，
And when our second son is still in my wife's womb,
我们开车从 New Hampshire 经过 Boston 要到纽约州去。
And we were going from
New Hampshire
to New York through Boston.
我们都知道 Boston 最有名的就是龙虾，对不对？
And we know that Boston was famous of their lobsters.
所以我们两个人就开到，我们也没地图，就闯到那附近的一个 Chinatown 去吃了一个晚饭。
And without the map, we just went to the Chinatown to have a dinner there.
所以晚上出来的时候天黑黑的。
So when we left the place, it was dark already.
然后又正好 Boston 下大雨。
And it's also a great rain at the time.
所以弟兄姊妹，我面临两个挑战。
And so immediately we face these two challenges.
第一件事情，我必须找到对的 highway.
First of all, we must find the right freeway.
我必须要找到 right direction 啊，那个对的方向，那个让我回去。
And I have to go under the right direction in order to get back.
那第二个挑战是在加州的人不太会碰到的。
And second challenge is that Californians seldom meet.
当我一上了 Boston 的高速公路的时候
，And when I got onto the freeway on Boston,
那天雨非常的大，我们前面都看不清楚。
And the rain was so great that we could not see clearly far ahead.
那他们的高速公路跟我们加州不一样，它中间没有那个一块一块翘起来的那个 divider。
And the freeway there is different from California. They don't have this thing on the road to mark the different lanes.
开车打过瞌睡的人都知道。
And if you have fallen asleep while you drive, you know this.
你一打瞌睡，你就会压到那个东西，轮胎就会咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚。
When you don't pay attention, you roll over these bumps on the road, and you know you have crossed the lane.
如果在大雨的里面，你看不见路的时候，你压到那个，你就知道你出去了。
And if you're driving through the weather, then you know that those marks keeps you in the lane.
如果在东岸 Boston 这个落后的地区啊。
But then in that place, that's so far behind.
请听录音带东岸的弟兄姊妹，你们原谅我。
And those who listen to this tape, please forgive me.
这是加州比你们好的地方，赶快搬过来。
California do have some benefits, so why don't you move here?
开车我真的不知道路到底在哪里。
And because I don't know the direction, and I cannot keep on the same lane.
虽然我方向对了。
Though I may have the right direction,
但是我不知道我是不是在我对的这个线里面。
But I am not sure if I'm on the right lane.
所有车子的速度都慢下来，因为很危险。
And everybody senses the danger, and all the cars move slowly.
弟兄姊妹，归回不光只是一个大方向对和不对的问题。
And the question of returning is not only about if you catch the right direction.
也是要我们每一个时刻、每一个时候，我们都活在正路中。
But then we must be on every time and in all the time to be on the right path.
所以我们在座得救了，我们感谢主，我们向着永生之路而去。
And so if we are saved already, who are sitting here, we know that we are on the way to eternal path.
但是在我们每一天生活里面，我们常常难免滑跌，从主面前出去了。
But then we also realize that so often in our daily lives we have gone astray.
感谢主，主住在我们里面，然后圣经也赐给了我们。
So thank the Lord, not only Christ lives in us, and He also has given us His words, the Bible.
主的灵和主的话成了我们最好的保护。
And the Spirit of the Lord and His words has become our greatest protection.
当我们一偏离的时候，我们就知道了。
And if we have ever gone astray, we will realize it.
因为基督的平安在凡事上为我们做判决。
And because the peace of Christ will judge all things for us.
因为主的话也是我们行路的准则。
And the words of the Lord is also the guide of our feet.
什么时候我们偏离了，主会提醒我们。
And whenever we have gone astray, then the Lord will remind us.
让我们赶快归回。
And so we must need to return.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们里面不知道自己是一个归回的人，而是一个被掳的人。
But then if we never know that we are the captives.
我们就不会想到要归回。
Then we will not think of returning.
如果我们里面不会有那个不甘心被掳被羞辱的这个 desire 的话。
And if you have not the desire not to overcome the shame and not willing to be taken captives,
我们也就不会有真正想回到主面前的 desire.
And then our desire for truly return to the Lord would be so weak.
所以我们实在需要主帮助我们。
And therefore we ask the Lord to help us.
这两天听见很多弟兄们都说他也是圣地亚哥的那野生动物园的那只狮子啊。
And these days we hear from some people that they are the lions in the San Diego Wild Zoo.
对，虽然他从马戏团已经退休了，被放到野生动物园去。
And though they retire and they no longer need to be in the circus, but they are now placed in the San Diego Zoo.
虽然他再也没有铁笼子在这里束缚他。
And though they are no longer be confined in the metal cage.
他还是每走17步路他就 make a U-turn.
And they always pay seventeen steps, and then they will make a U-turn.
弟兄姊妹，他还是活在那个看不见的那个笼子里面。
And because they are habitually being confined in a cage that they can no longer see.
我们求主释放我们。
And we ask the Lord to set us free.
我们不甘心被掳。
Because we are not willing to be taken captive.
我们不甘心再受羞辱。
And we are not willing to be suffering shame anymore.
而且我们向神所祷告的。
And therefore we want to pray to the Lord.
不仅仅我们个人一个一个做归回的使命。
Not only we will be one by one returning.
我们能够一家一家做归回的使命。
And we desire to return household by household.
整个家一起归回。
And we want to return with our entire household.
我们也希望一个小组一个小组一个团契的归回。
And also in our church setting, we want every small group to return.
我们希望整个教会神的子民都归回。
And we desire for his entire church, all the people of the Lord to return.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在归回被掳的历史里面，的经历里面。
And so in the experiences of returning,
弟兄姊妹，我们要注意两件重要的事情。
And we must pay attention to two things.
什么时候如果我们掉到被掳的里面。
And whenever we have fallen into a captive condition,
我们立刻要察觉而且做归回的行动。
And we want to be alert about it and immediately return from it.
而当我们活在一个正常的情形里面的时候，
And if we are living in a normal condition,
弟兄姊妹，我们还需要有更深的归回。
And we still need a desire a deeper returning.
因为从旧约的历史上我们看见，
And because from the history of the Old Testament, we see
神的百姓一共分了三批被掳到巴比伦去。
And that the people of the Lord were taken captive in three stages.
第一次被掳，他们还没有悔改。
And the first time they were taken captive, they did not repent.
第二次被掳，他们还是没有悔改。
And the second time they were captured again, but they still did not repent.
而到第三次，整个圣城被攻取，圣殿被焚烧，百姓被掳掠。
And until the third time, the entire city of the Lord was destroyed, and all the people was taken captive.
整个以色列亡国了。
And the kingdom of Israel were destroyed.
因为这边很多的时候堕落都不是一下子出现。
And then we realize this, that the person who suffered, who is fallen, not because of a short time.
我们今天这个悲惨的结局都不是一时造成的。
And the tragedy that we may suffer today is not caused by one moment.
常常都是我们一步一步我们人就应着景象而造成的。
And so often the tragedy is caused by many steps of going downhill.
一次被掳，两次被掳，一直到第三次全然被掳。
And first time, second time, until the third time, the entire being was taken captive.
所以我说如果我们里面有被掳的倾向和察觉，我们要立刻做个归回的子民。
And therefore we remind everyone that if we become alert of our own condition, that we are taken captive and being bound by something, we must return from it.
不要让我们自己任凭自己堕落下去。
Do not just let yourself go and keep on going downhill that way.
不管是罪恶的捆绑。
And either the bondage of sins.
不管是不良的嗜好。
Or some bad habits.
不管是肉体的情欲。
Or the lust of your flesh,
不管是邪恶不好的思想
and or some evil intention in your heart,
不管是不好的生活态度
and or bad attitude during your lifetime,
弟兄姊妹我们讲不完
and there's no end to it,
让圣灵来光照
but then the Holy Spirit desires to enlighten you,
让主的话自己来显明在我们的里面
and the words of God will reveal your true condition,
同样神的百姓归回的时候
And likewise, for the people of the Lord, when they return,
他们也分了三批归回。
And they also return in three stages, in three groups.
而每一批归回的子民。
And each group of people who return,
他们都有一个非常具体的一个重建的行动。
And they have a very concrete plan to rebuild.
他们把那个被仇敌毁坏、摧毁的，他们重新建造起来。
And they desire to rebuild what is being destroyed by the enemy.
所以弟兄姊妹，归回重建不是一次的事情。
And so we know to return and then rebuild is not happening at one moment.
也是我们一生一生越来越成熟，越来越完全。
And it is a progressive stage, time after time, it becomes more mature.
你发现神百姓第一次归回，他们重建了祭坛和圣殿。
And so we know the people of the Lord return for the first time and then they rebuild the altar.
第二批的归回，他们重新把律法，把神的圣言恢复出来。
And the second group of people will then emphasize the word of the Lord and then they will honor it.
神家恢复过圣别的生活。
And then the people of the Lord will live a sanctified life.
而第三批尼希米回来的时候，把圣城重新建造起来。
And the second group of people, when Nehemiah led them to return, they then build up the holy city of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们在被掳的经历里面，我们要学会刹车，
And so therefore, if we are captured by something, let us stop and then make a U-turn.
以免更大更严重的伤害和羞辱临到我和我们的家。
And to avoid all the greater shame and sufferings that will happen to you.
如果我们现在正在归回的路上,
but then if we are already on the way of returning,
我们要更积极, 更彻底, 更持续地归回。
And we must be more active and more positive and more completely returning.
让神把更全面的祝福赐给我们。
And so in order to receive the fuller blessings of the Lord.
刚才我们读了以斯拉记第三章第一节到第七节。
And we read Ezra chapter 3 verses 1 through 7.
我们从这一段宝贵的经文里面我们看见几个重要的点啊。
And from this precious passage we see a few important points.
第一件事情是整个神的百姓一同来重建。
And the first thing is that we see all the people of God are participating together to rebuild.
也讲到全民重建的参与。
And they talk about the great participation of all people.
第一,我们看见他们重新重建的心愿。
And first we see how much they long to rebuild together.
那你讲到住在各城的以色列人,他们如同一人聚集在耶路撒冷。
And they talk about that all people as one people gathered together in Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹,这是所有在地上教会面临最大的挑战。
And this is the greatest challenge to all the church just the same.
就是神家怎么可能有真正的同心合意?
And that is to say that how can the house of the Lord be working in one heart and one accord?
地上没有两片树叶是一样。
And there's no two leaves upon the earth that is identical.
同样在人类中没有两个人是一样。
And likewise, there are not two people, they are exactly the same.
怎么可能两个人会合而为一呢?
And how can two people become one?
只有在十架里面，只有在基督里才可能。And
it is only possible if they are in Christ and in the cross.
今天外面神儿女们一切外面合一的活动，到最后你发现都遭受迫害。And
we know that the children of the Lord has many external activities, then eventually they will be destroyed.
除非我们回到合一最根本的根基上，十字架。But
then if we return to the same foundation upon the cross.
十字架叫做不再是我，乃是基督。
And this is important because the cross means no longer I, but Christ.
只有我们都不是自己，是主的时候，我们才可能有真正的意义。Only
when none of us are ourselves, but then everyone is for Christ, then we can have one.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见在以斯拉记，所有神的百姓像一个人一样聚在一起。弟兄姊妹，太伟大的事情。
Then we see this great thing happening in Ezra that how all the people have become one and together in Jerusalem.
我们一个人跳水上芭蕾跳得很漂亮,是了不起,对不对?
And if one person can do the water ballet in the pool, and that's a great thing.
你在奥林匹克运动会,你看那么十几个女孩子一起跳水上芭蕾,这么整齐,弟兄姊妹何等不容易。
But then if you see that the more than 10 people doing the same in water ballet in Olympic events, and so beautiful.
一个弟兄在那里走,踢正步,踢得很漂亮,很了不起啊。军队。
And if you march in a military step, then it is so great.
你一个人走容易,你整个军队,整个角度看过去这么整齐,弟兄姊妹你知道花多少功。
But then if the whole army is marching at the same pace, it is so time consuming.
这还是外面的一而已。
But then all those were talking about only the external oneness.
弟兄姊妹, 除非我们心里面爱主和爱他的旨意。
But then if we love the Lord and love His will,
除非我们中间的结合是结合在基督的生命和神永远的旨意上, 我们不可能有真正的合一。
Unless we will become united with the Christ and His will, then we will have no oneness.
只有主和他的旨意能够让我们放下自己。
And because only Christ and His will can enable us to let go of our own will.
第二,我们看见他们立刻重建的行动。
And secondly, we see how they determined to rebuild immediately.
如果大家回去读到以斯拉记第七章,第八节到第九节,你就知道从巴比伦回以色列需要多久的时间。
And if you go home and study Ezra chapter 7 verses 8 and 9, then you will realize how long it takes for them to return from Babylon to Israel.
以斯拉第二批回来,那么少的人,他们都走了快五个月。
And even a small group for the second group of people to return to Israel, but then they take 5 months to get there.
第一批50,000人加上这么多的牲畜, 他们大概至少要走5-6个月。
And the first group, more than 50,000 people with animals, then it took them about 5 months to get back to Israel.
等于他们被掳了70年以后, 刚回到以色列地, 他们就放下自己的家园, 就到耶路撒冷来。
And if we pay attention to it, that means that immediately upon their arrival at Israel, they will lay down of all their own personal business and starting to rebuild.
照理说我们刚回到一个荒芜的家园, 我们第一件事情要整顿, 对不对?
And for normal people, then perhaps they were immediately starting to rebuild their own household first.
就跟我们开两个、两三个钟头到退休会去测会。 一到了宿舍，我们第一件事情想先休息，把自己房间布置布置。
And just like every time when we go to a conference, and after 2 hours driving, then we want to set up our own living place first.
但是你发现神儿女们先放下自己的需要，直接就到耶路撒冷。
But then we found this out marvelously that the people of the Lord will lay down of their own personal affair and to come to Jerusalem.
所以众人如同一人受到 unity， 受到他们的合一，而这里受到 priority。
And so therefore the people gathered together as one talked about their unity, and then when people will lay down of everything, immediately come to Jerusalem, talk about their priority. And yesterday in the brothers' meeting, a brother had shared this. And he said that how he is discussing with his wife about the raising up the daughter.
一般的父母永远是把 academic 把他的学问学校的学业摆第一位。
And he said that most parents will want to consider academic success the first thing.
这对弟兄姊妹交通以后， 他们说第一是 Bible， 把主的话要交给他。
But then this husband and wife talked about how to raise the child, and they said number one is Bible reading.
第二件事情是 character building， 要塑造他一个好的性格。
And the second thing for them to desire for the child is to build a character.
第三件事情是他的 academic， 是他的学业。
And the academic success is only the third thing.
弟兄姊妹，摆对位置，把主摆对位置。
Brothers and sisters, if the Lord is in the right place,
把主摆对位置， 什么东西都有价值。
And then everything else that follow will have a value.
我把10个0跟1个1交给你去排列组合。
And if I give you 10, 0, and number 1, and to ask you to make an arrangement for yourself.
零, nothing, 说到主以外,一切所有的有一天都要归于无有。
And 0 means nothing, talks about that anything aside from the Lord, one day will turn to nothing and become nothing.
万,预表基督,只有他那个永存。
And 1 talks about Christ, and only He lasts forever.
弟兄姊妹,你会怎么摆这些0跟这些1?
And how will you arrange this 0 and the 1?
你会把学业,把家庭,把工作,把孩子, 放在这个一的之前吗?
And would you put the academic success, your family and your personal business ahead of this one?
虽然在地上别人也许会羡慕我们的成就。
And although people on earth may admire what you can achieve for yourself in this lifetime.
等到我们去见主的时候, 所有的工程都被烧毁, 我们仅此得救。
But then if you one day you will come before the living God, and then you will find out that all the things that you strive for will become nothing and burned up. And then the only thing left on you is salvation. But then if we learn to put the Lord as number one,
我们的家庭,我们的工作,我们的孩子,我们的事业,各方面,所有的东西在主面前都有价值。
Our family, our career, our children, and everything that we pursue will have a value if the Lord is number one. And that is the characteristics of the people who return to Jerusalem. And they lay down of their own needs or feelings. But they come as one in Jerusalem. And they come immediately. And also they progress into building, actual building.
圣经上讲到约书亚和他的弟兄们，所罗巴伯和他的众弟兄们都起来。
And the Bible talks about that Jeshua and Zerubbabel with all their brethren had rise up.
都起来说到讲到具体的行动。
They have all risen up and talked about how concretely they come to build.
不光只是有心愿。
Not only they have a heart.
他们真是有行动。
And they follow it through with an act.
而这个行动是一个持续的行动。
And it's also a progressive act.
讲到他们真是有重建的 reality， 那个实际在他们中间。
And talks about that among them there is a reality of rebuilding。
啊，弟兄姊妹，当他们这样子同心回来的时候
，Then when they return in as one like this，
这个重建的进行不是个人的，乃是整体的。
Then they know that the purpose of rebuilding is not for any single person, but for the whole group.
底下讲到他们重建第一件事情，重建祭坛。
And then talk about what they pay attention to rebuild first, and that is the altar.
他们恢复的第一件事情就是恢复神家的祭坛。
Immediately they restore the altar in the house of God.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做祭坛？
And what is this altar?
按我个人给祭坛下的定义。
And my definition for the altar is
八个字
8 words in
Chinese. 他为我死，我为他活。
And he died for me and I live for him.
弟兄姊妹，在旧约会幕里面讲到祭坛的时候，
And in the Old Testament when in the tabernacle of the Lord that there is an altar.
在新约里面讲到十字架舍己的时候，
But in the New Testament upon the cross talk about the Lord's sacrifice.
不管祭坛不管十字架，永远有它两面的意义在。
And we know that either the altar or the cross, each of them has the two aspects of meaning.
一面讲到基督为我们被杀献祭，成了我们的救赎。
On one hand, it talks about Christ was slain to become the redemption for us.
若不是借着他，没有人能够到神那里。
And unless through him, no one can come to the Father.
若不是经过祭坛，没有人有资格进到至圣所去。
And without one passing through the altar, they cannot come to the most holy place.
没有经过基督的宝血、十字架的救赎，没有一个人可以到神的面前来。
And without the cleansing of the blood and the redemption of the cross, no one can come to Christ.
所以所有神的儿女们在旧约进到会幕的时候，第一个碰到的就是一个大的铜祭坛。在他们面前。
And so in the Old Testament, we see the picture that all the people of the Lord, if they want to enter in, they have to first pass through the altar, the great bronze altar.
提醒我们必须要有祭牲在这里被杀替我们赎罪。
And so we are reminded that upon the altar, there must be sacrifices slain for us to redeem our sins.
我们都知道神的羔羊为我们成了我们的圣洁和救赎。
Then we realize that Christ, the Lamb of God, has become the redemption for us.
所以我们讲到十字架第一件事情永远回到救赎十字架的根基上。
And so every time we talked about the cross, we know that we must return upon this foundation.
弟兄姊妹，一切属灵真正的恢复和复兴决定从祭坛开始。
And any true spiritual revival or restoration of the people must begin in the altar.
我们除了这个根基，没有别的根基让我们可以站在神的面前。
And we know that apart from this foundation, no one can stand before the living God.
而十字架的另外一面意义，祭坛另外一面的意义。
But then there is another aspect of the meaning of the cross.
因为他为我死，我也甘心把我自己献给他。
And since he died for me, then I'm willing to sacrifice myself and give myself to him.
所以今天的背诵经文，罗马书十四章，在我们的程序单上有，我们一起来念。
And so today we are supposed to memorize Romans chapter 14. It's also printed in your program.
14章第七节第八节，我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。我们若活着，是为主活；若死了，是为主而死。所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。弟兄姊妹，这是叫做在祭坛上我们献上自己。
And this in essence is the meaning of the cross and the altar.
比拉多听说后来把那个强盗那个巴拉巴放了以后，
And we know that when Pilate had released Barabbas,
听说这个传说的故事里面巴拉巴后来非常的感动，
And the legend goes that Barabbas was very moved.
他不是感谢比拉多，他乃是听到了耶稣救赎的故事，他非常的感动。
And legend says that he was not moved by the forgiveness of Pilate, but then the story of Jesus.
所以他成为到处传救恩的一个传道人。
And so later on he became a preacher to preach about the salvation of Christ.
他最常讲的讲道题目就是这八个字，他为我死，我为他活。
And the preaching that he most often used is that Christ died for me and I live for him.
所以弟兄姊妹，一面讲到主为我们死，一面讲到我们愿意甘心的把自己放在祭坛上。
And so we, on one hand, we know that Christ died for us. On the other hand, we must be coming forth to free will offering ourselves.
这里特别讲到一句话是讲到他们在原有的根基上面筑坛。
And here, the special word that we must pay attention to is that they are building the building upon the original foundation.
弟兄姊妹，我们从历代志里面知道，这个坛的根基的地方，就是亚伯拉罕在摩利亚山上献以撒的地方。
And so from the book of Chronicles, we know that this foundation, the place, is the same place as the place Abraham offered Isaac in Mount Moriah.
这个地方也是大卫在阿尔兰的禾场为耶和华筑的坛。
And it is also the place that where David had had offered the altar to the Lord.
也就是圣殿的所在地。
And it's also later on the place for the Holy Temple.
所以祭坛的根基说到两件重要的事情。And
so therefore, the foundation of the altar speaks of two things.
里面说到摩利亚山上，我们对神完全的信任和爱，把我们最心爱的献给他。On
one hand, talk about the Mount Moriah, which represents that our complete trust and love towards the Lord and willing to give our best to Him.
里面奥尔兰的禾场告诉我们，禾场是打麦子，把麦壳。
And on the other hand, talking about the threshing floor of Ornan, talks about that the grain has to be separated from its shell to its meat. And talks about the splitting work of the cross upon every one of us. And to tell us that something will last forever and then something won't last forever and they must be separated.
可以归给神的和不能归给神的在我们身上分别出来。
And so that something that can last will be given to the Lord and those cannot last will be burned up.
这是祭坛的根基。
And that is the foundation of the altar.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.